Sofian from Liverpool Supporters Club Brunei, and you are listening to the WDKF podcast on we.knowfootball.com.
Hello and welcome to the ninth pod on our web show. Joining us today, you just heard from them, Sofian and Ben from the Liverpool Supporters Club. Is that correct?
Welcome.
Yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we've got our regular podders.
Contributors.
Yep. The real JR.
Yeah.
Jason R. N.
Yus.
Yes, please. And let's not forget, we are at
Lee Stadium.
Home of,
once again, the Liverpool Supporters Club Brunei.
And the owner is here, Aman.
Yet again. So let's get right into it. First order of business. The Champions League second leg.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone knows the score.
Say it again, what's the score?
Liverpool and Real Madrid.
4-0.
4-0.
5-0.
5-0. That's quite unbelievable. Even Rafa was a bit baffled by that. Huh?
Yes.
You don't, I thought so. I didn't expect them to go 4-0 up.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Well, I have to disagree with you, the fact that you baffled, you were surprised.
obviously.
In Europe, Liverpool, as I said in our forum, Liverpool is a different animal in Europe.
Mm.
I mean,
yeah.
Bring it on. I mean, like, I said the last eight is Porto, Bayern Munich, Villarreal, and the other four English teams, right?
Mm.
I mean, I know their manager won't want to meet Liverpool in the quarterfinals.
Mm.
The draw is tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah.
Really? It's tomorrow?
It's tomorrow, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, Champions League is the best chance to have a trophy this season.
Mm.
I mean,
okay.
So I'm not surprised that the scoreline. Like Ian Rush said recently, before the game, Real Madrid are not prepared for Anfield atmosphere. They will choke. And chop they did. 4-0. I mean,
4-0.
From the start, you know, like.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, before the game.
Yeah.
The Spanish reporters asked John De Ramos. They commented that Benitez gave him a tactical lesson in the first leg.
Yeah.
And he said, no, he didn't, because Liverpool came and they just sat back. They just sat back and then they got a goal and that's it. And he said, I don't think they're going to do that at Anfield. And one podcaster from the UK said that, well, I don't think John De Ramos realizes that that's exactly what they're going to do.
And they did.
Yeah.
It's very stylish, I have to say. It's very impressive.
Yeah.
I certainly was in Abu Shu. I did not expect the final score to be 4-0 on the day and 5-0 on aggregate.
Mm, yeah.
I didn't even expect them to win the first leg, actually. But they did it, and congrats to them. I have to say, it's very well played.
Yeah.
It very impressive.
The result of the year, I think.
Yeah.
1-0 and 1-0 also.
Yes, correct.
Away. I mean, forget about Bayern Munich's score.
Yeah.
2-1. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Sporting
Lisbon is like a nobody in Europe, to be honest with you. I mean, they're not well known in when it comes to European Champions League.
Do you even know a single player? Because I don't.
No, I don't. Me neither.
Moutinho. Oh, right, Moutinho.
Miguel Veloso.
Yeah. But that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's it.
There you go.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, okay, forget about Bayern Munich and Sporting Lisbon, because to be honest with you, they're nobody when it comes to Europe. They're not one of the so-called giants when it comes to Champions League.
Yeah.
But Real Madrid and Liverpool,
they
have long history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These two clubs have long history.
It's the European cream of Europe.
Yes,
cream
of Europe.
Brilliant.
and we beat them.
And we beat them.
We've established that. But
we've
I have to say, it sounds really nice. All the Liverpool fans I know are very happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, I've heard from all the Liverpool fans, they're not really interested in the Premier League title race anymore, because Europe is their best chance for a trophy. And you mentioned that earlier, right, Sofian?
Yeah, but I'm not saying we're giving up the title.
Obviously.
Of course not.
Obviously.
Yeah. Of course not. I went into your forum earlier today, yeah. And there was a thread. I'm not sure by who, but the poster was hoping that they'd meet Bayern, was it? Bayern and then Man U. No, Chelsea and then Man U in the final. Well, you guys have any...
Well, okay, so I contribute to that forum as well.
That's what I've seen
before. Can we just get the forum address first? So everybody listening will know and visit the forum.
BruneiReds.com.
BruneiReds.com, okay. BruneiReds.com, visit the site.
Yeah. Well, the start of the thread says, I would like to meet Bayern Munich and Man United in the final. It's Ryan Giju.
Right, okay.
Well, I said, I don't fancy meeting Man United in the final. Because, I mean, if you trace back the finals that we had, UEFA Cup, the League Cup, the FA Cup, all that was nerve-wracking. I mean, I would settle for a boring final as long as, you know, I mean, 4-0 first half and that's it. Yeah, no more drama.
That's boring enough.
But yeah, I hope we meet another Spanish team.
Villarreal or Barcelona.
Chances are we're gonna meet Villarreal.
I tell you because two reasons. Firstly, it's Rafa Benitez. I mean, Valencia was nobody before him, and he took Valencia into two titles
in the space of 3 years.
Yeah, before that, nobody knows who is Ayala was, Aymar was.
Correct.
But he built what the Spanish media called the, what do you call it, the crushing machine. Valencia was a crushing machine. So what he instilled in Liverpool was that he put a system that will make the Spanish team have no idea how to counter. I mean, Liverpool play high tempo. Spanish teams and Italian teams, by the way, they used to play a slow tempo game.
They play
passion football. Yeah. But Liverpool, high tempo, and you can see if one of the opposition players have a ball, you can see they hunt in packs.
Yeah.
You see, like, it's not a coincidence that our record
is that
Italian
Chelsea,
and
Spanish
teams are,
you
know.
I have to say, the Liverpool's record, I would love for us to meet
a Spanish team in the quarterfinal and semifinal.
It's
I think it would be nice to play against Bayern Munich or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hope Arsenal, Chelsea, or Man United. I don't know. What do you think, man? That's my opinion.
It's true what you said to some degree, but you know, to be honest with you, I don't think we should be afraid. Bring it on, Manchester United. Bring it on, Arsenal, or whoever that we're gonna play in the next
round. At this rate, Arsenal is not gonna be a challenge. They can be tricky.
They might nick it.
Yeah, they might nick it just like last night.
Yeah.
You know, they're lucky. But I'm just saying that, bring it on anybody.
Anyone.
We shouldn't be afraid of anybody anymore at this stage because you know that it's gonna be hard anyway. You know, any team. Chances are we can meet Manchester United the next round as well. So,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
For us, it's like, you know, we've played them before and we've gotten results before.
That's true.
The last league game, 2-1.
The ball is around. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
But, of course, we are going to bank in our team to win.
Can I just add to that? You mentioned earlier on that Liverpool plays well against Spanish teams. Liverpool themselves have a lot of Spanish players, and that's not a surprise because of Benitez. But the difference between, which I've seen, in the Spanish players at Liverpool and those in Real Madrid, the Spanish players in Liverpool actually have improved quite a lot. Torres was brilliant.
Yeah.
He was excellent. You know, I don't care if people say he was not match fit or he just came back from injury, whatever, man. When he came back, he was playing a high tempo game, the type of game that you don't get in Spain, but in England.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So having those Spanish players in Liverpool also helps because they know what to expect from Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Real Madrid has no clue.
Of course. They choked.
Yep.
Well, Real Madrid, to be fair, they are quite a slow team.
You mean old? How old's Cannavaro? 36
now. They've
Something
only
like
got Ayan Urbanat that I can think of who could get past.
But he's young.
Oh, he played.
Yeah. Had to nick that in.
Had to nick that
in. Very nice. We'll skim through the results really quickly. Then
we'll
talk about
it later.
Yeah, we'll
go through the rest of the results.
United got through. Chelsea got through. Arsenal got through. That's how many years now? All four of the English.
English
teams
are in the quarterfinals.
Get through.
Yeah.
Is this a trend? Is this the start of English football dominating the Europe? Or
that could be the case because English Premier League plays a very, very competitive league.
Yeah.
So everybody has to be on their toes all the time.
Yeah.
So I think compared to Italian leagues and
La Liga,
or the Dutch league or the German league. I mean, they're not that competitive.
What
German league? Like
Bundesliga, you keep hearing the whistle every 5 seconds. No momentum.
Yeah.
Might as well watch, baseball. You know? Back to the commercials.
Right,
it shows that the standards are higher
in
now.
England.
I mean, 10 years ago, I wouldn't imagine having the Balax or the Henry's play in Premiership.
The foreign players have helped improve the standards in England.
The quality of the imports.
I just remember the first major player to play in England was, I'm not sure, it was Ruud Gullit, was it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ruud
but
Gullit.
That was like he was already 35, 36.
Yeah.
He just used Premier League, like, I don't
cash
know what
cow.
Else to do. He just played for Chelsea.
It's cash cow.
For Chelsea. So, yeah. Thinking playing for Chelsea.
He came to Brunei, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yes,
he did.
Yeah.
Diali
Chelsea.
As well.
Yeah, Diali Zola.
Zola.
Dennis Wise and all that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And there was that rather interesting book. Which
yes.
We shall not mention.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well,
okay. Well, it's banned in Brunei. We won't mention
but
that book.
You can find it online.
You can find it online. It's on Amazon. Okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
Moving on.
It is an interesting book.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. It is quite interesting. So we've established that English teams are dominating. We've established that it's because the imports, their quality. So what happens when Sepp Blatter?
Blatter.
The big guy from FIFA.
The bald
guy. He wants to impose some kind of 6+5 rule.
Yeah.
That's right.
Will that change?
Well, definitely. I mean, if you look at the starting lineups for, in fact, all four English teams, I don't know if you can find 6 English players in any other teams.
No.
Could you?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think if
Arsenal will be in trouble.
Arsenal, yes.
Well, but by the time that rule, well, they've got youngsters like Ramsey, Wilshere.
Yeah.
So by the time that rule gets imposed, it should be okay for Arsenal, I think. Arsenal are the only team that I can think of who are okay.
I mean, even Chelsea doesn't have
Chelsea.
That
and
Chelsea.
Yeah.
No.
Who would be their striker if it had to be English?
Yeah.
Chelsea?
Who's that guy?
I don't know.
English guy.
Do they have an English striker at all?
They used to have Carlton
Cole.
They
had this Carlton Cole, but now he plays for
West Ham.
Yeah. I think they have to resort back to playing futsal then.
I
the
hope
heat
Chelsea.
Is
being a bit too cocky.
It's okay, you're allowed.
Yeah.
Good score.
Yeah,
you're allowed this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have our breaking rights. So
yeah.
True.
1-4-0.
Could we actually ask you guys to sing the Liverpool song like later? No,
not me. Not
you're
me.
Not a singer.
No, not
a singer.
Oh,
I'm a screamer. Like.
Get in there! Okay, no singing then.
we are actually
watching
highlights
from Chelsea's game.
Yeah, from Kayu Balak.
Kayu Balak, that's interesting. We've never thought of that.
It's British anyway, so
let's not watch this one.
Yeah.
This highlight I don't want to watch.
We're going to forward a bit.
Yeah.
We're going to move on a bit, yes.
To the big game.
This weekend.
This weekend.
Oh.
Man United. Yeah, make or break for both teams probably, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man United, Liverpool. How do you guys feel about that game?
About what?
How do you guys
Man
feel about
Man
United
Liverpool game at Old Trafford?
Oh, right. Well, like Benitez said, win this game or forget about the title. So
yeah, but obviously, I mean, if you ask me on a personal level, even if we lose this game, it doesn't really matter.
Mm.
To me, it's like there is still always going to be a chance.
Mathematically,
anybody can still win the title.
Yeah.
Beat Chelsea or Aston Villa.
That's true.
In fact, there's
10 games left, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 10 games left.
Yeah. Let's just say, like, okay, no offense to you. Yeah.
No.
let's just say Man U slip.
Yeah.
3 games.
Yeah.
Well, after all, for the last 5 years, if my facts are right, the last 5 years, a team that finished first by the end of the year never loses the title. They eventually win the title. I mean, the omen is there. I mean, I hope Liverpool. Liverpool finished top, is it?
Yeah.
In December. So.
Yes, they did. In fact, they were there until middle of January.
Yep. Middle of January.
Yeah. So anything can happen.
Yeah.
For tomorrow's game, definitely we are gunning for a win.
Obviously.
At Old Trafford.
And doing the double over United.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
We did that over Chelsea as well, so you know.
Chelsea.
Who's Chelsea?
What about the lineups and what tactics
do you think
Benitez is gonna employ?
Is Torres fit? Will he be fit? Did he injure himself?
No.
He
will play. I believe he will play. I don't think Rafa will change a lot for this game.
Mm.
He will continue using a sole striker in front, Torres with supported by Gerrard floating behind him.
Actually, I have to say this season, Benitez has been more consistent
with
his selections.
I was just about to say that.
Especially from midfield to the front.
Yeah.
Mm.
At the back, he still
changes
Thinkers
like around,
Dosena and Abeloa.
Due to injuries as well. So
that's true.
Yeah.
But he can afford to do that now because he has a bigger squad now.
I'd do the same probably. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'd think around with my team just to keep everybody fresh.
Yeah.
No, that's a lot of games, so, you know.
He's
been slaughtered in the media, but interesting enough, nobody says anything when Alex Ferguson rotates his team.
Yeah.
He rotates as much as Benitez, if not more.
I think more.
more.
Yeah,
yeah, nobody complains.
Maybe it's because the quality of the players coming in at United are...
They are somewhat equal to the starting lineup.
Yeah.
That was the comment that was made by... I remember watching Football Focus, and it was actually Steve McMahon, the Liverpool ex-Liverpool player, who mentioned the quality of the players that come in, for example, Jonathan Evans in United, is not the same as the players that come in from Liverpool, you know, in the same position. So yeah, I remember that comment that he made.
Yeah.
sorry to jump like past this weekend.
Yeah.
I actually want to know from the Liverpool fans.
Yeah.
If you could change or improve the team, what would you do? Where?
Left side. Definitely left side.
Left side.
Yeah.
Bubble.
I think it's just so over the flanks. Really, to be honest.
Yeah. I think.
Well,
there's bright spots on the left flank, though. To be honest with you, I mean, Insua is doing very, very well over the past few games, and it's just the flanks are not performing consistently.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from the cup,
that
I mean, he's a striker.
Yeah.
He's not a winger.
Yeah.
No, but he's doing very, very well
on
the right flank. I think I'd change.
He's more of an industrious player.
He always gives
100%. I will go finding a better version of Binayun. If you know what I mean.
Better version of Binayun.
Well, he's good, but not great. I mean, he used to have the Steve McManamans, John Barnes, you know?
Yeah.
The flair players who can unlock teams when there's rigidness in the lineup,
in the
game.
Yeah.
Especially.
Yeah.
Used to have that, and just recently, Luis Garcia can do that.
Yeah.
I was quite surprised when they sold him.
Yeah.
Because he was quite a complete
Remember his
footballer.
Goal against Juventus?
Yeah.
That just opened the gate. That just opened the gate.
Yeah. Just out of nothing.
Yep.
And remember
that's
that volley from like...
If I need to improve something, I need to break the bank, buy some
What about Ryan Babel? Because I remember him playing on the left. In fact, I remember him from that game against United at the start of the season when he scored the winning goal. He came from the left. Yeah. He was playing on the left. He did quite well.
He's not a consistent player. That's the word.
Yeah.
You know, we need consistency.
Yeah.
Well, there's a team in Spain in trouble at the moment, Valencia.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if some players from there come in.
I wouldn't be surprised if
Joaquin is there, right?
Benitez pull his Valencia strings and say, come on guys, you know you like to play for me.
Well, interesting enough, the only play he took from Valencia was Pellegrino.
Yeah.
That's
Aurelio.
No.
Aurelio.
As well. But
so
then again, he was down the pecking order.
Yeah, it was interesting
though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was always injured.
When he first took over, I still remember talking about Liverpool with my friend. And I know he would take the likes of Aymar, Ayala,
he
took the old Valencia place, but it didn't happen. So.
I think back then, the Valencia team was doing well. So most of the players
were happy
there.
Yeah.
They didn't
want to
change or something.
True.
They're broke now. They have to go.
They haven't been paid.
Well, they're not going to get paid.
Yeah, they're not going to get paid. David Villa is going to go.
I hope not to Man City.
Valencia.
Please, no.
I still remember Valencia taught Liverpool a footballing lesson.
Yeah.
I still
remember
when Benitez was in Valencia.
Champions League.
Who's that? Gerard
Houllier. When Benitez was the Valencia manager.
Yeah.
That's the type of football that I want Liverpool to play,
yeah,
and they show it against Real Madrid.
It's like
they showed football lesson.
Yeah,
this is how you
even
play football.
I knew when I watched the game, I knew that Liverpool was gonna get beaten easily. Playing at the Mestalla is just so.
Well, not being cocky and everything, but they played. It was a perfect performance. I mean, it was.
Is it better than the win against Chelsea? You think?
Performance-wise, yes.
And Liverpool played attacking football.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which was
evident in the beginning of the season. They played really well.
Yeah, they were playing very attacking. Then somewhere along the line, they just got tired or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bubble lost something because he was the one on the left.
Liverpool was spot on against Real Madrid was they pressurized the defenders. Real Madrid loves to play from the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you notice.
Yep.
From the time of Carlos
and
everything. Yeah.
The likes of Torres, Steven Gerrard, and who else? Coit and Bebel. They just, you know, press,
pushing.
So they start defense from the front, not the other way around.
High line.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Very good. Very interesting.
Nice.
I've never actually seen all these different points of view because we've always done it within ourselves,
yeah,
the podcast, and we always try to get like different fans in. But I have to say, you guys have been very good.
Yeah. You guys are pretty cool.
we'll probably invite you more if it's not too.
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't call us after against Man U.
Oh yeah. Depending on the score,
depending on the result.
No, it doesn't matter. If we win, we won't talk with.
I don't think we have anything to say because
yeah,
we're useless. Yeah.
We'll be just ending, say like. We won the title Old Trafford or something.
We'll keep that in mind the next time we want to invite you guys.
Yeah, no problem.
Has Benitez signed his new contract already?
No.
Not yet. Do you think he's
gonna?
He's
probably gonna wait till the end of this season.
Yeah, definitely. Probably because there's rumors going on that the Kuwaitis are back in talks.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the story with that? I haven't really gotten updated on the latest takeover saga.
To be honest with you, they've been keeping it under wraps, to be honest. There's not a lot of news, so to speak. The first piece of information that we read was talks of gone banned,
yes,
with the Kuwaitis. And now talks are back in because they're really, really interested in building the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the Americans, they have like credit crunch now and stuff like that. So, you know,
yeah.
I mean, the RSB, the Royal Scotland Bank, they're not going to like continue their.
Financing
to the Americans.
More
like sponsorship.
Yeah.
That's why I mean they're gonna be in big trouble now. I mean, it's ridiculous as well. The Americans are asking about £500 million when they just bought the club for about £100+. That's a bit too much, isn't it?
He's doing a tax in.
I don't know if you guys remember, the ICA actually offered them
an extra 50 million each
yes.
of them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bonus, and they still don't want to take it.
Yes.
So, I mean,
that's
it's all part of marketing ploy.
Yeah, are they on talking terms already, Hicks and
Gillen?
They
are on talking terms.
Okay.
Oh, that's good, because that's quite an improvement from the earlier part of the season.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They were not talking to each other. And we covered the whole issue about Robbie Keane because he's a Spurs player now.
I don't think it's Robbie Keane was Benitez's player.
Yeah.
Did he feel it?
That's what we suspect.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I suspect that anyway.
Yeah. You and Yus.
Yeah, it's the Americans.
Yeah, it's the Americans.
This is the problem when you let people who doesn't know football run a football team.
Correct.
That's the whole football director debate, right?
Yeah.
The director of football, and what's the role of that guy? The guy who's going to resign? Rick Perry?
Rick Perry.
Goodbye.
Sorry.
Well, so like Bill Shankly, a former Liverpool manager,
he's
used to say, chairman and the CEOs are there just to sign the checks.
Yeah.
That's it. Just give us the money. Don't
touch the team.
Yeah. One time, Liverpool lost against Wolverhampton in 1960 or something in the FA Cup. The chairman went down to the dressing room and, you know, gave them a hairdryer treatment. Blah, blah, blah. And Shankly just, you get out. This is not your job. A manager push the chairman, you get the hell out of my dressing room.
Wow.
Bill Shankly is a legend.
Like that anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, you know.
That Benitez does the same in a different way. I mean, you know, when the
I can't see Gus Hiddink doing that to Roman Abramovich.
Yeah, they're really close friends.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Chelsea, ex-Chelsea manager Jose Mourinho.
Yeah.
There have been debates on a lot of websites about him wanting to manage in England again.
Mm.
Him maybe going to Manchester one day, succeeding Sir Alex Ferguson.
Yeah.
But
Jose Mourinho?
I have a feeling that if Benitez doesn't sign his contract and the Kuwaitis come in.
Oh, wow.
I think earlier in the season, there were rumors about Mourinho going to Liverpool.
How do you guys feel about that?
Not a chance.
No.
No, I mean, no disrespect once again to Jose Mourinho. I mean, he's a great manager.
Yeah.
He's a great manager. But, you know, I think the feeling has sunk into all the Liverpool fans that, you know, we have been what do you call that, programmed to like hate him. But then again, you know, if he goes to Manchester United, then you know, good luck to him. You know, he's gonna inherit a good team as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that's bad news for us if he.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a terrific manager.
He's a terrific manager.
He's a good man manager.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know about his tactical.
No,
his tactics was, this is my point of view, in football terms, it's simple, just play...
score once and then defend.
like that. I mean, what
That's
makes
a
Chelsea
deeper.
A great team was that they were very, very motivated.
Yeah.
I mean...
And efficient. And
and how he put the pressure of the players to himself. I mean, he said all these things about himself or whatever. And let the players do their thing, which
Correct.
Is play football.
Calls himself the special one.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's what makes him a terrific manager.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't remember the last manager who stood up Alex Ferguson.
Yeah.
Say stuff, you know. You know?
Yeah.
true.
In fact, I don't even remember any manager saying, I want to take
Actually,
Sir Alex Ferguson's job.
Rafa Benitez, he did that speech.
Oh, the crazy speech in January.
Yeah.
Oh, the scripted.
Yeah.
the
He's
script
been doing his
also
homework.
I mean, that's Benitez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, everything is like a chess game to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a
All right. We'll take a break because I need to go to the toilet.
We'll take a break. We don't need to hear that, but we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Jang, we are back. Well, just to wrap up the show, we'd like to get predictions from across the board. Start for this week's big game.
This week's big game.
Yep.
This Manchester United versus Liverpool. That's all we're going to ask for predictions.
Of course, I'm going to be optimistic. We're going to nick it. Very close scoreline. 2-1.
2-1.
Any scorers?
Scorers will be from the defenders, actually. I probably think Skrtel, probably.
Skrtel. Oh, he hasn't really impressed after his injury.
Well, he's getting there.
Yeah?
He's getting there.
Okay.
He was doing well, Masana.
What's...
Game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I missed that game. Because I have him in my fantasy league. Every week he doesn't underwent. So I'm like, what is wrong? Because before his injury, he was really, really good.
He's a no-nonsense defender.
Yeah,
he's like
Vidic.
Yeah.
What's the situation with Edgar? Daniel Edgar?
He's still injured. He's got back problem now.
But is he going to stay?
That's the thing. I mean, Benitez...
Benitez wants him to stay.
Yeah, he wants him. It's like a long-term replacement for Jamie Carragher or Hippier. For that matter, I think Hippier is going to go next season.
I think his contract is up, right?
Yeah, his contract is up.
So
I think...
He's definitely going to go.
He's definitely going to go. But he's got vast experience when it comes to like football and
big
Euro.
Games,
yeah,
exactly. So, he doesn't have the speed anymore, but he knows how to read the game.
He knows how to read the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so your prediction will be 2-1.
From
the goal scorers from defense.
Yeah, Skrtel and
Abeloa.
Torres.
Oh, Torres.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Big man, yes.
I think Manu will be lucky to get a draw from.
Based on.
If Torres does play, I'll be the Manu, I think. Because Torres is very. He has a point to prove.
He had
a long layoff. He looks fresh. Against Real Madrid, he looks fresh. He looks sharp. He looks dangerous.
Yeah.
And
good looking.
I like them small.
Sounds so funny, isn't it?
It's better.
And the Manu defense is getting a bit
shaky.
Shaky.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
I think. The last game, Manu against Inter Milan. I think Inter Milan could have also won that game.
It's an open game.
Adriano hit the post.
If it went for
there were two headers.
That was quite interesting because in the first leg, Man United played well, but they couldn't get the result.
Yeah.
But in the second leg.
Yep.
Inter played well, but they couldn't get the result.
Yeah, like Ben said earlier, the ball's round.
Yeah, the ball's round.
The game,
My prediction will be a draw 0-0, 1-1, and about 10-15% Liverpool
possession.
Winning.
Oh.
It's fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, the boys should go into the game feeling very motivated
from the big
win from Real Madrid. So,
And I know Manu is the team on form,
but
Liverpool has Gerrard and Torres, and both players are match winners, and two players on form can beat a team on form, I think.
Okay.
Especially when you're talking about Gerrard and Torres.
Yeah, Gerrard, come on, man. Okay. You wonder when he'll stop, but
he won the
doesn't.
FA Cup for them.
He just
goals and goals.
He's going to score somehow.
Yeah, definitely.
JR?
I'm going to go one better. Based on first Liverpool's excellent win, they'll be very motivated, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
So that's a plus point. And plus, we have Torres. Good-looking Torres. and also touching on the fact that Man United's defense has been quite shaky of late.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a rather interesting and high-scoring 2-2 draw.
2-2 draw.
Okay.
Oh, and let me top it up by saying somebody's going to get a red card.
Oh, yes.
Someone's
going to
get
this,
a red card.
Yeah, usually like that.
Two yellow cards, one red.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, somebody's going to get the two yellow cards. Not a straight red. But two yellows.
Not if Mike Riley is refereeing the game.
was that a poke?
Like 10 players getting yellow cards.
So that's my predictions.
All right, fair enough. Based on United are the form team on paper, but the last game,
I
it
the
looked
last
like
six
yeah.
game, both teams.
I I don't know, Van der Sar's not been, after he got that break, when he came back from his temporary break when Ben Foster and Kuchek were playing, after that he looked like he forgot how to to be a goalkeeper.
I don't think he was that good a goalkeeper
in the first place.
Yeah, in the first
place.
True. He's just got really good, like Yus mentioned a few weeks ago, I think, or was it last week?
Last podcast.
He inspires, he puts confidence in the back four, so that's where his strength is. But in terms of shot stopping and all that, he's not not at the top of his game, no.
So your predictions?
As a Man United fan, it pains me to say that I think Liverpool might just win this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Based
yeah.
on?
To
look make the title race more interesting?
I still think United's going to win the title.
Okay.
But, but you got to give and take.
All right.
Okay, last 2 weeks, Man United have been playing really important matches. The League Cup final.
FA Cup knockout.
They won by penalties. that the FA Cup knockout stages. Did okay lah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it called?
They beat Fulham. Was it Fulham? Yeah,
yeah,
that was Fulham.
Fulham.
Yeah. Tevez was fantastic that time.
Yeah. That time.
You know, all these matches, including the Champions League and the Premier League, all those matches are like, they have a banana skin.
Potential
to it. And this next game against Liverpool is one, kirakan one last banana skin on their.
Yeah, you mentioned you mentioned before the podcast started.
And their last
game
might run out.
The luck might run out.
Yeah.
And I think it's this weekend they might lose that.
They might lose that if they don't pick themselves up.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have been playing a lot of big games, so.
Yeah, they haven't played Arsenal.
Yeah, they haven't played Arsenal.
They haven't played Chelsea.
They haven't played Chelsea.
Have they?
Not the second time.
Not the second time. There you go.
So
still
three big.
There's a few big games to come. Yeah. Ahmad, do you want to say anything? Predictions?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go for either nil.
Nil-nil.
Or 1-0 for
1-0.
Liverpool winning.
Scorer? 1-0?
Scorer could either be Gerrard or
Torres.
Because, and the game tune, I believe Man U will be more defensive. Because, you know, given the fact that they know that their defense is
shaky.
And ball possessions will be more on
Liverpool.
So if they get lucky, they'll, you know,
they'll
get a one.
Oh, that's a good one.
So
yeah, because we saw at the beginning of the season when Liverpool won 2-1. Man United were dominating for 5 minutes only. For 5 minutes, and then Berbatov went missing, and everything was just shambles. And Liverpool are back to that level already.
Yeah,
so
it's good timing for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to be difficult. All right, that's it.
So
from us.
No one predicted that Man U.
No.
It's hard.
Hey.
Closing
notes.
Oh, Andy.
just
he's just waving his hand.
He says MU wins 5-0.
No, come on, we're not Newcastle again.
nice one.
Very nice. I wonder if there's any Newcastle fans listening.
Well, that concludes our show. Thank you for listening.
And
we'll see you guys from the team here at Le Stadium. We'll see you guys next week.
The next time. Bye.
Bye.
When will I be famous?